The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic and numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,802, which is an increase of about 4% since yesterday. Of those new cases reported, five of them were out of Twin Falls County, bringing Twin's total case count to 122. Five were in Blaine County, bringing their case count to 477, and one was in Cache County, bringing their total to 12. Elsewhere around southern Idaho, Jerome County now reporting 36 cases, Lincoln County up 3, now reporting 20, and Gooding and Minidoka County still reporting 7 each. Statewide, counties with evidence of community spread include Blaine, Twin Falls, Jerome, Ada, Canyon, and Kootenai. There have so far been 54 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 162 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. Of those 162, 60 of them have required admissions to the ICU. Idaho's stay-home order remains in effect through April 30th, but in light of Governor Little's relaxation of the non-negotiable closure of all non-essential businesses, some businesses previously considered non-essential have been allowed to open back up and have done so. Many non-essential businesses who can follow specific criteria and guidelines are allowed to reopen before the order expires. The order and those criteria are available for download at hot100now.com. Businesses excluded from the early opening permissions include nightclubs, bars, restaurants for dine-in, indoor gyms, recreational facilities, hair and nail salons, public events, gatherings, and again, other businesses where social distancing is not possible. Stimulus tax relief payments have been sent out to most Americans who elected to receive their tax refund via direct deposit in 2018 or 2019. Those who are waiting for a paper check can update your banking information at irs.gov/coronavirus. But by the way, I did read a story yesterday, and you don't know what to believe and what not to believe, but this seemed like a pretty credible story that the IRS said that they're going to send out 5 million checks a week, which is why it could take up to 5 months to get your paper check. And they're going to start sending those checks out this week. So your time to get your banking information into the IRS is running out. If you want to get that direct deposit, I would highly suggest getting that information in today. I have that linked under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. That's also where you can submit your info if you weren't required to file taxes in 2018 or 2019, and where you can check the status of your stimulus payment. Parents with children entering kindergarten in the Twin Falls School District this fall will need to submit their children's paperwork and enrollment online this year. You can do so by visiting tfsd.org or by clicking the link under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. All parents in the Twin Falls District who have children who are not currently enrolled in school but will be at least 5 years of age by September 1st should submit this information. As of this morning, there are no Southern Idaho school districts attempting to reopen before the end of the school year. If that changes, we'll let you know. But as far as right now is concerned, everybody remains closed, and that is the plan moving forward. If you're out of work due to the COVID-19 non-essential business shutdown, there are several Magic Valley employers looking for temporary help. The Idaho Department of Labor has listed over 800 jobs available within a 50-mile radius of Twin. To see if there's something out there that might help you get through this difficult time, click the link under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. And it's almost time for our Madness in March giveaway with Redder Showcase. Obviously, this event was originally planned for the end of March, and all qualifiers were going to meet us at Redder Showcase and play some fun games to determine who wins the prizes. But for obvious reasons, that had to be postponed. And so instead, we're going to do it on Facebook Live this Saturday. Up for grabs this year is a $2,700 Serta king-size mattress and a beautiful stainless steel French door refrigerator valued at over $4,000. Now, you still have a bonus chance coming up this afternoon to get qualified on the Facebook page. You still have bonus chances coming up tomorrow afternoon on the Facebook page. We'll do another drawing around 4:20 this afternoon. I'm going to pick five random folks who have liked, commented on, and shared that post. I made the post on Monday, so you'll want to scroll back a couple of days to find it. And again, I'll pick five from those who have liked, commented on, and shared that post. The qualifiers will be listed on the Facebook page as well. Qualifiers need not be present to win this year, but you're encouraged to participate in the fun on Facebook Live. Again, that's happening on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email it to me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.